AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Senate Republicans have rejected an effort to start debate on a bipartisan infrastructure deal reached between a bipartisan group and President Joe Biden. But supporters are expecting to get a new, better chance at the measure in the coming days. The wrangling over an investigation into the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection continues.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy tapped five Republicans for the panel. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is rejecting two Trump allies, Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, who each voted to overturn the presidential election results. Pelosi wants McCarthy to name replacements. Instead, he's accusing her of an egregious abuse of power and threatening to boycott the panel.
Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate.
Pelosi picked eight members, including Republican Liz Cheney, who says McCarthy's trying to block the probe. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
Louisiana lawmakers have ended a historic veto session, unable to overturn any of the governor's bill rejections. That includes a measure that would have banned transgender athletes from school team sports. Hospitals are reporting the strain of a spiking number of COVID-19 cases. The Delta variant is being blamed in part for cases tripling this month to a rolling average of some 37,000 new infections every day. As the U.S. continues its withdrawal from Afghanistan, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the Taliban appears to be on the move.
Strategic momentum appears to be sort of with the Taliban. The Afghan security forces, though, are consolidating their forces.
Former Hollywood movie mogul Harvey Weinstein appeared in a California courtroom pleading not guilty to multiple rape and sexual assault counts. Stocks ended higher today. This is AP News. A proposed settlement focused on the abatement and mitigation efforts in the opioid crisis is said to be at hand.
A proposed $26 billion settlement between state and local governments and the three biggest drug distribution companies in the United States, plus drug maker Johnson & Johnson, appears close at hand. Lawyers for local governments announced Tuesday they are on the verge of a deal under which Johnson & Johnson would not produce any opioids for at least 10 years. Additionally, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson would share information on prescriptions in an effort to stop the flood of pills. If approved, the settlement will likely be the biggest so far in litigation involving the opioids epidemic. I'm Mike Gracia.
Authorities say two police officers from Melbourne, Florida, saved a driver whose car plunged off a causeway into a river. A witness had flagged down the officers while they were conducting a traffic stop. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.